morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. A reminder, as temperatures start to cool off, although we're still seeing a very unseasonably warm November, farmers in the area are reminded to wait until soil temperatures remain below 50 degrees Fahrenheit before applying anhydrous ammonia this fall. Soil temperatures have certainly been slow to cool due to the unusually warm late October temperatures, and officials with the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship and Extension Ag Specialists say that waiting can help in two ways, by reducing nitrogen loss and protecting water quality and the environment. It's important to wait for cooler soil temperatures so there's a better chance the fertilizer stays put and will be available to the crop next spring. Certainly that's always the goal when we put on nitrogen in the fall. Soil temperatures, like air temperatures, can change quickly, so it is important to wait with applications until soils are likely to get at and remain below 50 degrees. ISU Extension and Outreach does maintain a statewide real-time soil temperature data map on its website that ag retailers and farmers are welcome to use to determine when fall nitrogen applications may be appropriate. The website can be found at the ISU Extension Agronomy website. Just type in NPK Knowledge. That website is also available on the ISU Extension homepage. It can also be found on the homepage of the Cass County Extension website. The reason for waiting to apply the anhydrous until soils are cold is that the process of conversion of ammonium to nitrate occurs at a more rapid rate with warm soils. Since the ammonium nitrate does not leach and is not subject to denitrification, it's more stable in the soil, so we want to leave it that way over the winter. In addition to waiting for soils to cool below 50 degrees, use of a nitrification inhibitor should be considered to help further slow conversion to nitrate on fall-applied nitrogen. Temperature is only one soil condition that farmers should consider when applying anhydrous. You also want to make sure the soil is not too dry, too hard, or too wet, as this will reduce injection issues that allow ammonia to move to the soil surface and be lost to the air. If conditions are not suitable, waiting for better conditions is suggested, both for environmental and financial reasons. Again, if you want to find the website, you can find that by searching that on the ISU Extension website, or you can find it on the homepage of the Cass County Extension website. And to give you an idea of where soil temperatures are currently, the latest data available on November 7th indicates that Cass and surrounding counties are averaging about 53 degrees average soil temperature. If you are looking ahead to next year, and one of the things on your mind is health insurance, we've got a few resources for you. We have a couple online webinars available for folks to watch if you are looking for insurance options. We have two webinars, Part 1 and Part 2, to help you understand and make a smart choice about health insurance. Keep in mind, the open enrollment deadline closes January 31st. These trainings will help understand key health insurance terms and concepts, identify healthcare needs and priorities, understand key provisions of the Affordable Health Care Act, and understand new tax credits and financial assistance. There is also a Smart Choice Health Insurance program coming up on November 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. This program helps individuals improve their understanding of health insurance terms and coverage and learn how to use personal finance and health information to select a policy. Fall is open enrollment season for many health insurance plans, but consumers are reminded they should not rely on auto enrollment to handle this important task. Insurance is variable, and consumers should match their needs for the next 12 months to a policy that will provide adequate coverage at the most affordable cost. Open enrollment for Medicare began October 15th and continues through December 7th. Consumers may enroll through the Health Insurance Marketplace in plans from November 1st through January 31st of 2017. Many private employer insurance plans use the November or December calendar dates for open enrollment as well, and the open enrollment period is just an opportunity to review new plans or learn about changes in old plans. If you are planning a medical procedure or there are prescriptions you rely on, it's worth looking into, as you may find they may no longer be covered or require higher copays under a new insurance plan. If you selected an expensive policy in the past or purchased coverage that you never used in 2016, you may also want to consider finding a different plan to reduce premiums and still have adequate coverage. In addition, keep in mind that changes in your household finances, house or household members, may also make your previous policy choices obsolete or unwise. Again, the ISU Extension Smart Choice Health Insurance online course is offered November November 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. Pre-registration is requested by November 28th, and again, that information can be found on the homepage of the ISU Extension website. For more information on all upcoming programs through Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook. You can also stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.